Adventure begins. An exciting spectacle brought to you by Now and Technicolor Podcast.
Welcome to the heat. Swim on the feet. In a technicolor, you and me. Caught up in a dream. In a technicolor, beam to the heat.
Hey everybody, and this is Jay Lost the Day, or John of Now in Technicolor, and hey, I'm back, trying to get things rolling again. I apologize for the length of time in between the last episode and this. I mean, since then, I've had a lot of really super rough-ass personal stuff going on. If you're a friend of mine, you pretty much know what's going on. If you don't, it's... I may or may not get into it later on at the end of the episode. I'm still very uncertain about that, you know, because normally this is where I do the what's been going on section, and I just don't know if I can get into it. But yeah, it's been a time. As a matter of fact, I've recorded just the beginning of this episode probably about 50 times trying to do it, because right now just doing this by myself is kind of being rough. It really is. But hopefully I'm gonna truck right through it, and it'll be all right. So what I'm gonna get to going in to doing here today is another new film. Yeah, I know, surprise. It's not something we really do on this show a lot of, which is, you know, new films. But I saw Black Panther recently, and I thought I'd just have a quick discussion about it. So, all right, everybody, we're going to get into the 2018 Black Panther.
I have seen gods fly. I've seen men build weapons that I couldn't even imagine.
Uh-huh.
I've seen aliens drop from the sky.
Yeah.
But I have never seen anything like this. How much more are you hiding?
Hola! Let's go, go, go!
We are home. My son, it is your time.
Show me my respect and bow down.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be. Don't freeze.
I never freeze.
The revolution will not be televised.
Show me my respect. And bow down. We own ya. We own ya. We only getting started now. Cause we own ya. You gotta think they know me now. Cause we own ya. You and I my homie. Cause we own ya.
I waited my entire life for this. The world's gonna start over.
I'ma burn it all.
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out.
What's going on forever?
The revolution will not be televised.
Let's have some fun.
The revolution will be live.
All right, Marvel's Black Panther, starring Chadwick Boseman, Michael B. Jordan, Lupita Nyong'o, Danny Gurira. If I'm murdering these names, I really apologize. I really do. Martin Freeman and Daniel Kaluuya, which most of you will probably actually recognize from the Get Out movie. He was big name in that. And then Forrest Whitaker and Andy Serkis, you know, they're big parts of this movie as well. And there's a number of other people in the film that really great actors, really great actors. First off, for the film, really actually enjoyed it. I thought they did a really good job. Just the introduction of Wakanda and how Wakanda came about and just the history into that. And the very first Black Panther, very fun. Really enjoyed that. And then, you know, an opening scene also slightly after that with T'Chaka and his brother. That was really well done. I like the way that it added some foreshadowing there at the beginning of the film for different sections later on in the film. So that was good. And of course, when you get to the introduction of T'Challa after that, I think that was they did a really good opening scene for that. Now, it's kind of funny because it seems a little bit like a very actioned up version of calling your ex-girlfriend to ask if she wants to go do something. because you know, they go through this whole spiel, this very nice action sequence to get to a point where he's like, hey, I am now going to become king. Please, when you want to come to the ceremony and this is Nakia, which is his ex-girlfriend. And, you know, they do all this. And then you get into the introduction of his mother and his sister and the actual first introductions of Wakanda to the Marvel Universe, other than just what you got from the Captain America Civil War film, which, of course, you know, has the death of T'Chaka in it. And from there, so, you know, you get into the whole him actually going through this ceremony of becoming the new king, to which challengers can actually come up and challenge him for the right to basically battle and get him to basically say uncle or kill him in order to become king of Wakanda themselves. You don't really, there's only one tribe, which is the tribe that honestly walked themselves into the mountains at the beginning of the film. During the history of it, they come down and their leader challenges T'Challa to actually become king. And from there, he after a pretty nice fight sequence, you know, of course, he triumphs. What they get into, though, throughout this film with like vibranium is quite wild, because apparently vibranium can do anything and everything. I mean, it has so many magical properties that it's just ridiculous. It can give him the Black Panther powers. It can take away the Black Panther powers. It can heal people. It can mend things. It can become the sturdiest, like, element in the world. It's strongest metal. It can be used to sewn into clothes and create bulletproof clothing. It's actually really, really interesting as far as that goes. But without, you know, kind of breaking all of it down, it's very, very interesting. Now, the introduction to Michael B. Jordan's character when you first meet him, very subtle, and to the point where you get into this whole thing where he is in a deal with Ulysses Klaue, played by Andy Serkis. And there's some humorous moments even in that, when, you know, Andy is letting a guy run away and then shoots him in the back of the head, and when asked why, you know, he didn't just go ahead and shoot him, he's like, well, this way it makes us look more like amateurs, and it kind of throws the law off, which I thought was pretty interesting. But overall, like, the general story here is not only that of T'Challa and his journey into, you know, kinghood, it's also the general story of Wakanda and its place in the world and its ability to help people, but it's also hundreds of years of tradition of them just kind of sticking to themselves and taking care of themselves and letting the outside world kind of do as it does. Now, you get into a lot of verses that throughout the film where you have some people saying that Wakanda should do more and it could be used to, a lot of their technology and vibranium and things could be used to actually help all the people around the world and bring more peace. Whereas you have others saying, well, look, we've done things like this for hundreds of years. No reason to break this tradition. I mean, we don't go out and wage war on other cultures and things like that, which is a great stance in a lot of sense. And at the same time, it makes a lot of sense on the other end of the board. Why not help people, help the other people of the world and try to make the rest of the world as peaceful as Wakanda is? But you know, that's a flip of a coin. You know, sometimes things start off with the person thinking they're doing a something for the greater good, whereas it ends up turning bad. And, you know, so you can see the argument from both standpoints throughout this film. And I thought it was really well balanced. The only real issues that I can come up with that really kind of stood out as far as anything kind of off with the film is really more or less just with the CGI. They did a lot of back and forth between the live action stuff and into the CGI. And some of the CGI stuff gets a little fuzzy in a sense, with like it just not looking as clean, I guess. And overall, I can't really fault it too much. It didn't really bring the film down to a point where I felt like it should just be, where it's just like, oh my God, this is terrible. But the story, though, I highly enjoyed just this going through this, and then what you start off with one villain and then end up with the second villain, which is more the yang to the Black Panther's yin, as you would, was really, really well done. I mean, Michael B. Jordan really put out a grade A performance here. I really feel like the entire cast did a fantastic job. Some of the standout scenes to me were the scenes where he was regaining, or T'Challa regained the Black Panther powers, and he visited the realm of the elders, as it was, and got to speak to his father. Now, that was something that stood out to me, as well as when Michael B. Jordan kind of did roughly the same thing and got to talk to his father. Now, that the different mindsets between both T'Challa and Michael B. Jordan's character, Killmonger, I felt added a great contrast into just the different psyches of people versus circumstances. You know, you have Killmonger that lost his father at a very young age, whereas T'Challa's father died, you know, in Civil War. He was an old man, and the belief that his father was overall a very good man, and then to find that there is at least one instance in his life that just led to some uncertainty from his son, to the point that he kind of changes the way he looks at some things in a lot of senses, because at this point it makes him question whether or not the things that they have been doing for hundreds of years are right, and whether or not that Wakanda should actually do more to try to help the world, because he just doesn't agree with what happened between his father and this other particular situation, which happened to occur with his brother back in 1992. Like I said, this was part of the foreshadowing at the beginning of the film. Also, another thing that stood out to me was the ceremonial fights to become king. The first one, I liked how they were wearing the different masks of kind of like their tribal leaders at the time, back when Wakanda was formed. So you have T'Challa, which actually ends up in wearing the very first original Black Panther mask during this fight, and I thought that was really cool. And just the way they have kind of like done their technology with vibranium, really well done. The way you kind of change the Black Panther suit design to inside the necklace, and the buildup of kinetic energy that the suit withholds and it will expel later, that was really slick. And just the explanation with vibranium and how you can't transfer it at super high speeds, so they have to essentially add these sound wave machines, with these sonic sound wave machines, to like basically render the vibranium useless as it's going down this track. Now, I thought that was really interesting, because here it is, you have what is essentially the strongest material in the entire world, and it's number one, and like everything, it has to have a weakness, and apparently the weakness to vibranium is supersonic sound waves. So the implications that it adds to a lot of other things in the Marvel universe could be very interesting, because I mean, hell, supersonic sound waves shut down Cap's shield, right? All right, you know what I'm saying? That was all really good. I sound like I'm kind of droning on a little bit, so if it sounds like that, I apologize. It's been a while since I've done this. But, I mean, overall, the film was just really, really, really good. Everybody's introductions were well done. Their backstories, very, very well handled. I mean, there's a couple of little love things going on where you have... you know, T'Challa and Nakia, which was his ex, and his want to still be with her and try to convince her to possibly stay versus her want to actually get out and help the world, because as she says, she's a spy, but, you know, she really wants to help other people because she doesn't like all the bloodshed that's going around the world as it is. And then, of course, you have Okoye, which is actually also... in a little bit of a love thing with Wakabi. Now, mind you, they only really kind of briefly mention it at one point, and then they kind of bring it up again near the end of the film. But it's not something I felt like they really had to dive into super hard. It was mostly set up there as a story device in order to use later in the film for kind of a betrayal type deal where you have... these characters on their different points of view and things for what is essentially the final battle of the film. And I, you know, like I say, I just keep saying it, but it was really well done. There's nothing I can really find a lot of fault with. And yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen this movie, you should really go see it. I think you're really gonna enjoy it. Now, the way they handled Killmonger with Michael B. Jordan is possibly the best way they've ever handled, like, a Marvel villain. It's not just a, hey, he's here, hey, oh my god, it's a big bad, we're gonna do a big battle, and, okay, the hero's gonna triumph kind of thing. It really added, like I said earlier, a yang to the yin of the actual Black Panther of T'Challa. It really felt like they were two opposite sides of one coin. So I, like I say, after with that, I really felt like they did a great job with that. And there's a lot of different lines in the movie that are really well handled. There's some stuff in there that you know, as you're watching it, you can't help but just kind of laugh at. There's a scene, like I said, between the people from the mountain and where you have Martin Freeman's character there, and he starts kind of like just doing the gorilla grunt at him when he's trying to talk, and then, you know, says, well, if you keep talking, I'm gonna kill you and feed you to my kids. And then he lets it sit there for a second and starts laughing his ass off and talking about how he's a vegetarian. So it was actually really, really well done. That was very fun. There was a lot of really good comedy inside the film, but I feel like they didn't weigh it down with a lot of the comedy like they've done in certain other films previously. So I feel like they really managed a good balance in between the two of them, between a seriousness and a comedic value that I feel like they really handled well. Now, overall, I'm definitely going to have to give this film like a case, if not like case in a six pack. So like a 4.45 out of 5, for those of you that want like a number kind of deal. But yeah, I really feel like you should go see this movie. It's really well done, and it's totally worth seeing it if you haven't seen it already. So I'm trying not to get into it too hard because I don't really want to ruin the film for anybody, because you know how the show usually goes. I'm kind of break it all down, but I'm trying not to really do it too much this time around. So yeah. Now, everybody, I'm really sorry if the episode came off as really shaky and kind of here and there. I'm not going to lie. I've been having a little bit of a hard time recording due to focus issues, and it's not collectively as well done as a lot of the episodes previous to this. Now, like I say, I'm trying to get back into it again and trying to kind of get myself situated into the show and kind of getting back into the flow of it. Like I said at the beginning of the episode, I've been going through some really hard stuff. And without getting into it too hard, my missus that I've been with for the past like 11 years just decided, or decided to tell me that she no longer loved me and no longer wanted to do this, and decided to go find somebody that I don't fucking know. You know, it's kind of fucked up. So in the last month, I've been kind of going through this, and it's now me being a single father with three children to take care of and dealing with a lot of this baloney from this stuff. So, I mean, yeah, it's been really, really rough. And if I sound like I'm shaky, I'm sorry. You know, I'm trying. So, you know, basically all I can do is keep trying to move forward and keep things flowing, I guess, you know. I don't know what else to say. So, you know, I'm going to come out with another episode here soon with the Abbott and Costello Meet the Invisible Man. So hopefully that goes a little smoother than this episode. And, you know, we'll see. But hey, everybody, you know, seriously, thank you for joining me for this. Really appreciate it. And, you know, we love you. And everybody, stay colorful. Loving you, loving you leaves me high. All I do is get by. Loving you, loving you. I cannot be loving you, loving you.
Check out more shows like it at podfixnetwork.com.